Dean Lowry's piece, for example, the world of the arts and the ways in which the arts are able to uplift people, to lift people beyond the downward pull of a sometimes ugly past, and shine the bright light of a positive future. The Eastman School's initiative, and Dean Lowry can talk about this, its initiative in the inner city with children, which is new this year, right, Doug?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So there are ways in which the arts, and as someone who was, I was educated by the Eastman School of Music, I'm an alum, so I belong to Dean Lowry in a certain sense. And so what I see happening in the arts, what I see happening with his composing of the Freedom Zephyr, and the way in which all of us have a part to play, and Dean Lowry is playing a part as he's a composer, and he's playing a part as a composer to add a piece to our effort at moving this great country forward.
When you take on something like that, tell me a little bit about the process of creating a piece, creating a work of music that gets this across.
Well, every composer approaches this creative process totally differently. But for me, I, in most cases, am most free and fluid when I have a narrative and at work. And so for me to scan, and I scan a lot of texts, I love Ralph Waldo Emerson, a lot that he says, although it's a completely different era, but so much of what he says really taps into the root of the American character. Of course, with Walt Whitman and his poetry, he was extraordinarily moved by the Civil War, but in so much of his poetry, he alluded to this undercurrent of trouble and division, and saw firsthand the ravages of the Civil War, and was so moved about this that he wanted to write constantly about it. So for me, it was really trying to blend that also with what I felt intuitively in my heart to write musically. This was not a piece that I wanted to approach in which I was going to try all sorts of new extended techniques and so forth. This was really, I'm at a point in my career, in my life, where simplicity is really the goal, and this work is not about me and my own personal expression. I'm just simply trying to get to the nerve of an issue which I think is dear to us all.
Is this time in American history and American culture right now given to this kind of reflection, this contemplation about that time and the issues and the ideas and the feelings that it brings forward to this one? I mean, you're writing this piece now at the same time that we're going to the movies and we're seeing Steven Spielberg take on some of these same issues with the movie Lincoln, that is supposed to be one of the masterpieces of modern filmmaking, and it's about that too. Are we thinking more about our past and its resonance with our present right now than we have in the past?
We might be. I don't know if there's a... I'm not an historian and I'm not a political scientist, so I can't really speak to the issue of the confluence of these things at this particular time. I can say that I think that we should be thinking about them. We should be discussing them, arguing them. We should be grappling not just at a verbal level with what they mean. You know, you have to understand that if this country is going to make real true progress on this issue and any other issue of division, it really comes down to also to individual civic moments in the lives of the real lives, civic lives that we lead, whether it's the corporate world or the educational world. It is the relationship between real human beings and real situations, and how you go at those things and still preserve your own character, but are mindful of the commonality, not the divisions, but the commonality.